All right, welcome back in. As I said here, coming up in the next segment, you can have a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets. Ooh, look at that. They're bringing back them white orange sickles, them cream sickles. Them is nice.
Buccaneer cream sickles, baby. The white ones with the numbers, and then obviously the all cream.
Yeah, they are nice. They are nice. They won't have creamsicle jerseys, but they will have their practice jerseys. You got a chance in the next segment to win a 4-pack of tickets. Tyler, is that the number one jersey, non-Texan jersey? If you were to get one that
it's up there. Them creamsicles are clean.
Well, in particular,
Mike Evans.
The Mike Evans.
Yeah, yeah. Probably so. Yeah. Dig them. Like, yeah. Get whatever shoes you want.
Nice, yeah. What is it? What's the number one non-Texan jersey you'd get? Non-Texan, or if you're Texan, the number one non-your team jersey. I think mine'd be Lamar. I'm a Lamar fan.
Solid.
I always like to randomly check up. I can't remember the last time, so this may be the last time I will. Have you moved over that he's a full quarterback now, Tyler?
Who?
Lamar. Have you moved over to that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. I couldn't remember.
I've owned up to my previous you got that,
years.
I couldn't remember.
You were, because you were staunch.
Yeah, them first few years, I was what some would call a hater.
Next line coming in, Jalen Hurts, Kelly Green jersey.
That's where I'd go.
That's exactly. Where'd you go?
Exactly. The color and everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Someone said somebody with the Chargers, the powder blue jerseys. Those aren't bad.
I had a Favre Jets jersey back in the day when I was a
I forget
a team.
About that Packers. They hold a special place into your heart a little bit.
Yeah, I had a Jets jersey and a Favre Viking jersey.
Yeah, to me, it's more about the player. Guy, I think that's where you're talking about with Jalen, but the Kelly Green is.
Ooh, that's a clean jersey now.
It is. Yes, it is. It is. It is. Someone said all the Raiders, all white one.
Oh, I like the uni. I just there's not a I Texas can. Play, and there's not a Raiders player that I would care to wear their jersey.
I wouldn't be caught dead in a Raiders jersey. All right. Here
it's
is
understandable for you.
Yeah. Here is
threw them batteries.
Yeah, they did a nacho cheese to that kid. My mom told me once when she went to the L.A. Coliseum when they were in L.A., she had to buy a Raiders flag to walk out.
Just to get out of the building?
Walk out, yeah.
Yeah, that fan base doesn't have the greatest reputation.
Well, that's all right. They took them from them. All right, here's some injury updates here with the Astros. I'll give it to you guys. You want Yordan injury update, or do you want Isak Paredes injury update? Which one you want first?
Isak.
Oh, all right, let's go Isak. By the way, the Yordan update, Yordan spoke. We got Yordan through a translator, or as Tyler would say, just Yordan.
I was green, okay?
That'll never not be funny to you.
Never, ever in life. It'll be in your Hall of Fame speech.
Why does he right sound there? Like a Kyle?
Yeah, that was early on, and I don't think we were the drive yet. That was early on, and it was Clint. I don't know what's going on, but that is not Yordan Alvarez. That right there we are. But here's Joe Espada on Isak Paredes. He said, Isak Paredes had Isak Paredes had some travel issues getting back to Houston from Seattle, which delayed his doctor visit, so the team is still unclear on the severity of his right hamstring strain or how long he'll be out.
Now our travel team for the Astros is having problems.
Again, let's be fair. Do you think it was
good hell?
They had issues with the travel, like where they missed the flight or something, or do you think it was like maybe he was in some sort of pain and he couldn't fly back yet? I don't know. I just what is this?
It could be so many things.
Did
right
they
now.
Put Isak on a commercial flight?
They better not.
The Paredes.
They better not. They better not. When did it happen?
They
Saturday?
Put Dusty on a commercial flight, remember? But they didn't put him on. He took one.
Yeah, he took one. He took one.
I cannot. I still can't believe
it. It happened.
Dusty on a Southwest flight.
What was that? Saturday? Yeah, it happened Saturday. And this was reported yesterday.
Well.
Okay. So, happened Saturday. It really sucks that they haven't been able to do anything to see exactly what the injury is yet, but.
Especially because once they get there, they probably won't even see anything if it's present.
Surprise, surprise. There's some kind of.
Son of a bitch.
Some kind of hiccup involving an injury with the Astros. This time, it's not the medical team, it's the travel team.
Yeah, before we get to the medical team.
Right.
Don't worry, they'll get there.
Can't get them there.
Can't get them there. This one is concerning to me of how long he's going to be out.
What are we using, Expedia? Yeah. Like,
you think what you say? They somebody texted and said they put that boy on a Spirit flight.
Ooh,
no refreshments. Did they at least get him two seats so he could stretch his leg out?
That's private jet. That's private jet worthy.
You think? Absolutely. You would think, who was it? Remember, there was somebody had to play in Sugar Land, but it wasn't Sugar Land. They played. On the road, and he sent them in.
It's like a Greyhound bus or something.
I don't know. I can't remember. It was, he was the ultimate utility guy. The guy before Dubon.
Marwin Gonzalez?
No, not after him.
I can see him in my head.
Oh, God, I can see him too. Come on, y'all. Text
him. He played second a lot.
Played second, third. He was the number one pitch hitter.
Why can I not think of his name?
Oh, my God.
What is his name?
He then got traded. He went to the A's and was terrible there.
He came back here.
Anyway, it was him who went back on the he had to do a rehab stint. And I remember you kept saying, damn, they couldn't get a sprinter van.
They could have got a sprinter van.
He took some sort of, I don't know if it was the mega bus. He took something that he shouldn't have taken. Litmus Diaz. There we go. Thank you, Champ Slice.
Gosh, damn. Yeah, that's who
it was. It was Diaz. He took him in a weird.
I could see his face and everything.
Oh, I did. I had his next team, the A's and everything. I just could not pull that for nothing. But they've done some weird stuff. So I don't know. This is weird. It's Tuesday. We still don't have a report. Hopefully they know they just haven't reported. We don't know what's going on with him. So hopefully they've gotten him here to Houston. They'll find out. Here is the Yordan Alvarez stuff. Yordan Alvarez, this is yesterday, hit soft toss today at, we're giving percentages, guys, at about 60 to 65% effort.
Go ahead and pull that number out your ass.
He said through an interpreter, that is fun, how do you determine 60 to 65% effort? Through his interpreter, Alvarez plans to hit again today. Of his setback in Florida, Clint Alvarez said he woke up on the day he was supposed to face pitching and his hand was so swollen he could not grip a bat.
Great!
Yordan Alvarez said where the pain is in his hand, it's a little bit difficult to have surgery there. That's why I say I need a little bit of rest right now. It's an area where...
Can we get a member of the training staff to lay this out for us instead of him? The guy without any background in health.
Is that what you really want?
I mean, at least I'll go into it thinking it's going to be BS and not right. But good God, dude. Like, it's a part of the hand that's hard to have surgery on. The baseball player's telling us this.
As he would go on to say, it's an area where normally we don't get surgery in that area. But I think it isn't something I'll have to keep dealing with.
Oh, you think? Dr. Yordan?
I don't know, man. It seems like it's something you keep dealing with is what it seems like.
Getting pissed.
But I mean, hold on. He went like what? So like, all right, I'm glad he was swinging soft toss today. But if they did not have surgery, fellas, what has occurred to where what happened in his last setback won't happen again? He said he just woke up and it was so swollen he couldn't grip a bat. And if he doesn't have surgery...
We'll just have and Sam I can't Prairie believe
adequate rest. This is a tricky thing, Clint. A tricky thing of which you wonder what this is going to look like.
Yeah, I mean, I said it before, man. I'm not saying this is the issue, but when you look at the dynamic of this, the Astros can't get a damn thing right when it comes to injuries. Right? Now we got travel issues. Yordan's got diva issues. The injury is in a place now where most people don't have surgery on. I mean, it's just there's just so many moving parts. And the dynamic of what's going on with Yordan Alvarez is something that is just impossible to figure out.
I don't know if they haven't had surgery or anything, what would then stop him? Because it seems like Clint, when he starts swinging full speed, and when he starts swinging against pitchers, that's what he did the day before. That there's a chance that this happens again.
Yordan,
I don't know. Hopefully they get lucky, because I'm not going to say hopefully they know what they're doing. Hopefully they get lucky on this thing. But that is interesting. Good to hear from Yordan through a translator. But we'll see. All right, coming up, your chance as soon as we get back to win a 4-pack of VIP tickets to see the Texans training camp. Starts tomorrow. You have a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets coming up next. And we'll talk about the guy who is still the topic of conversation for Texans training camp and the rest of the way. We'll discuss that coming up next.